for freedom every day.
Let me tell you, the response to the show has been absolutely amazing. People can't believe that a young conservative millennial continues to fight for constitutional principles, traditional values, and talks about issues that some are even afraid to talk about. But we do it because we understand the importance of this, and now we're seeing it absolutely blow up all across the nation.
This is the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
This is the Voice of Reason. Welcome into it. Great to have you today for a Monday, kicking off a brand new week. And I hope everybody had a fantastic 4th of July Independence Day celebration. I know I did. It was great. Let me tell you something. Living outside of a city where they limit, you know, the fireworks to only 6 feet high. That's cute. It sounded like World War II outside with the number of fireworks that was banging all over the place, and it was beautiful. It was the most American patriotic thing I had ever seen. They had everybody on, really in an entire town, had an opportunity to shoot off as many fireworks, as big of fireworks as they possibly could, us included, and we got to partake, and it was a blast. So it was fun, it was wonderful, it was exactly what we needed, and I hope you got to do the same thing. If you lived in a city where they actually limited the amount of fireworks, then celebrate your freedom with limited freedom. See what we did there? See what we did there? That was a joke. Welcome in, broadcasting live all over the place from the heartland of America right here on the Big Talker KQAM is the flagship station out of Wichita, Kansas, all over the country as we stream live on your radio, TV, Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn. Also, we have it up on the Podbean live stream as well, so you can leave comments on all of the social media. Plus, make sure to go check out HoosierReason.com as we had the live stream up there as well. Leave comments. Let us know your thoughts. You can always contact us at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com. What a weekend it's been. Other than just the 4th of July, which was fantastic, by the way, and President Donald Trump did a stand-up job with his speech for 4th of July, I'm not sure what people were saying about how he tried to do racial divides. I don't get it. Is it kind of like one of those things where they say Colin Kaepernick, of course, his comment saying that 4th of July was a white supremacist thing, so I don't know where that came from. That didn't make any sense to me, but apparently it was a white supremacist movement for the 4th of July, which just doesn't make any sense. So we'll talk about that here in just a little bit, but I'm wondering if maybe because he made comments saying America's great, then that was somehow a white supremacist thing, and I just don't understand it. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to get to our guest because she's been on the show many times before, and we've had great response every time we've had her on, and it's important right now as we finally get to just let go just a little bit with the whole 4th of July celebration, and we got to get out and about. We got to visit family and friends a little bit. We got to do really what we wanted to do, just get out and go, it was kind of nice, wasn't it? Because it's needed with everything that's been going on in society. As we've seen the pent-up frustrations of being quarantined and the arguments about wearing masks or not wearing masks, and more places all over the country putting in mask mandates in order for you to go out in public, for you to go grocery shopping, which, agree, disagree, that's what many people are doing, what many institutions, what many governments are doing. And it's frustrating. Times are changing. And is it the new norm that we need to adjust to? Or is it just a fad that's going on right now and it'll bypass at some point? So I want to talk about all that and more as she is a mental health expert. Her book, Escaping the Rabbit Hole, which is internationally acclaimed. She's traveled all over the place talking about mental health issues, talking about suicide prevention and bullying and depression. And she also hosts the podcast Engage, Educate, Empower. That's, by the way, run by the Hoosier Media Network. So we're excited to have her on from that as well. But it's none other than Tracy Maxfield. You can visit her online at TracyMaxfield.com. Tracy, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine. I'm just sitting here thinking, okay, what kind of questions he's going to ask me?
Well, I tell you, it is. Well, first off, it's great to talk to you on the show, and it's so needed now because we're seeing, and look, many called it. Donald Trump called it right at the beginning when he tried to, his original reopening date for the economy was back in Easter, and he wanted to reopen then because he was concerned, even though the media, you know, trying to attack him for it. He called it. He said, we're going to see an increase in depression, an increase in suicide attempts, an increase in domestic issues because people are quarantined. People are out of work. We need to get the economy rolling again. And now that we're, what, 3-4 months into this pandemic, do you think that's actually the case? And did that actually happen?
So I mean, obviously, I live in Canada, and so we have had a very different approach in Canada, and we seem to be flattening the curve. Unfortunately, in the USA, I know in many states, because they ended lockdown too quickly, there has been an increase in more diagnoses of COVID-19. And also, I'm not pointing the fingers at the USA, the UK is not doing well either. It's difficult because the longer we stay in quarantine, whether or not it's imposed or whether or not it's just a decision that you make, what happens is that it is going to definitely impact not only your emotional, mental health, but also your physical health. And I understand the need to say, okay, we've got to get the economy up and running. We've got to try and get back to life as it was. I think the reality which we all need to start getting our head around is the normal that we had before COVID-19 is never going to return. Mm. It's not going to return. The biggest concern is we do not have a vaccine. There are constant news stories that they're coming close, that this could be it. I speak to many, many doctors who are working on the horizon soon. And so what we have to do is, how can we embrace this new normal without it being such a total infringement of personal rights? And I know that is something that people in the States hold on to very dearly.
Sure.
And I think, you know, you have to exercise your rights and your freedom, but I think you have to look at the big picture of what is it that you want to accomplish at this time. Do you want to remain safe and healthy? Do you want your family to be safe and healthy? Do you want to go outside? Do you want to get the economy to start improving again, which means you have to go back to work? If you're ticking yes, 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 yes to that, then it's what do we need to do to put that into place safely? And if they're saying wearing masks is going to help you, then I think you need to, if it and we can start dealing with this, then my question is, why are so many people so vehemently opposed to wearing a mask?
Mm-hmm.
The struggle is, that's when people get alarmed and say, you can't do that. You're taking away my rights.
Yeah. And that's where it really comes down to. It's one of those where I want to wear a mask to take care of my family. And if I see,
yes.
And I think a lot of people here, especially in America, because we have kind of that rebellious side to us, where we want to wear a mask. We want to do what's necessary to take care of our family. But when there's a difference in mentality when we get the information, we say, okay, you know what? It's dangerous enough and there's a concern enough for us to wear a mask, and I'm going to openly, willingly go and do that because that's the best for me and my family to take care of them,
right,
as opposed to a government saying, you better do it or else. And when we see maybe some contrast in whether it's beneficial or not, or whether we see there's actually a really need for it, or whether people really are truly concerned about it or not, then when they say, you better do it or else, that's when the rebellious American comes out and we say, uh-huh, watch me and you know, see how well that works out for you. So there's got to be a happy medium in there, because I got to admit, I have not been one to wear a mask yet. I haven't felt a need to do so yet. But if there comes a need to where it gets bad enough where I feel like I'm going to, I have no problem in doing it. But don't tell me I have to, or else I'm going to be punished, because that's when our, I guess, that rebellious mentality comes out.
I agree. And you see, in Canada, we have been encouraged to self-isolate, to socially distance, to wear a mask. We have now implemented stage 3 reopening, which means there is now traveling across all of Canada into the provinces. There are more group meetings. You can, you know, see your friends and family. You can go to restaurants. You can go to bars. There are restrictions that they enforce to try and maintain your safety. And they're not telling you, you will be punished, you will be fined, you will be hauled to jail. They're just saying, we want to do this to continue to flatten the curve. Because, as you said, if there is no vaccine, flu season is just around the corner. And this virus is so creative and clever, it is already mutated 8 times. So how are we going to manage as a global nation if we still have COVID-19, which is mutating, and we also have the flu vaccine? And so it's kind of, you know, we're trying to look ahead at the big picture of what we can do to avoid the catastrophe, even the Spanish flu. As you know, the first round, it was bad. The second round decimated the world. No, it's not going to be as bad as the Spanish flu because we have so many more advances in modern medicine. We can communicate with people much more quickly. You know, during the Spanish flu, it was you getting messages, you know, by telegram or by ship. I mean, it took a while. And so, you know, we are very fortunate in that. But I think we have to embrace, what is it that we can take from this to help keep us safe and our families safe? Do I wear a mask? No, I don't. There are some stores here that you are not allowed to go into without a mask. If I really want to go into that store, then I will wear the mask. But going to grocery stores, no. There is social distancing. They have it marked on the floors. There are systems in the aisles. You go one way, you go down the other way. Wash hands, right? I mean, it's all taking that those precautions, those preventative measures to protect yourself and to protect others. And I think because we've all agreed this is the way and we all get along doing it, I think that's why maybe we have fared a little better.
Sure. When you talk about the new norm, and we talk about the new norm and how the old ways are done, is that what we mean? Is that the continued distancing of each other, the concern about being too close and breathing on one another, the potential wearing a mask for even when this virus may have leveled out and gone to the point where we're not too concerned about it, a fear of a potential outbreak until more vaccines come out and people want to jump on that, the continued maybe isolation, not necessarily just being quarantined at home, but isolation of not being grouped into large masses because people are more concerned about it. Is that the new norm that many are talking about?
I think the new norm is going to, and again, you see, this is where everyone is still in conflict because we don't know enough about this virus. For sure, if you were in mass gatherings, so if you were in an arena watching a football game or a hockey game, and there are thousands and thousands of people there, you have a problem because it's airborne. Right. This is the challenge that we have. They're telling us globally, and this applies in Canada too, you cannot have mass gatherings of over 50 people. You have to maintain social distance. You know, if there's more, you should wear a mask. So, you know, there's no hockey games, there's no football games, you know, NASCAR races, things like that. There are no people there.
And that's going to be a different one. Hold that thought real quick. We got to take a break here. We're talking with Tracy Maxfield, a mental health expert, also retired nurse as well, getting the medical side of this. I want to talk about that, plus the psychological effect it's going to have on everybody. We'll do that when we come back. It's The Voice Reason. It's a Monday. We got a heck of a lot to get to. We'll cram as much of it in as we possibly can here. Stay tuned.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with The Voice of Reason. Fighting for conservative principles seems more difficult all the time. The progressive left seems to find new and creative ways to limit freedom, abuse power, and trample the Constitution each and every day. That's why we need the knowledge, resources, and common sense to push back. And we can help with that. Visit our website at HoosierReason.com. There's some really great stuff for you. You can read the latest blog discussing topical issues and current events. Let us know your thoughts by filling out our monthly survey. Keep track of what I might be doing or where I may be speaking. Listen to the podcast of your favorite guest or show. And check out our latest Voice of Reason product infomercials. Plus, you can find upcoming show schedules and guest lineups to plan your radio listening appropriately. And finally, make sure to become a Hoosier-holic by subscribing to the free newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest news of the show, fun facts of the month, and learn new ways to defend and preserve this great republic. It's all there at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check it out. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to reach out to the show? A big part of the program is you, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts of the show, maybe a guest we've had on the program, or my favorite, when you disagree with something that I talk about. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message through our website at HoosierReason.com. The show's not about me, it's about you. So be heard and be your own voice of reason. Again, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or find our contact information at HoosierReason.com. Miss part of the show? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of ways to catch the program, and here's how you can do it. First, make sure to tune in every day right here on your favorite radio station.
We're here for you.
Second, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite sites. YouTube and iTunes, Spotify and Google Play, TuneIn, Podbean, and more. Have the show automatically downloaded to your favorite device. Last, visit our website at HoosierReason.com. You can listen to the podcast, catch our special features, and more. It's the voice of reason on radio, TV, and online, helping you defend and preserve this great republic.
You're listening to the Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, we are. Welcome into the Voice of Reason. 24 minutes past the hour on a Monday, making it happen, doing the thing, cramming 10 pounds of reason into a 5-pound bag, rebranding the millennial generation one radio listener at a time. Welcome in. Great to have you today. No matter where you may be, all over the country with the downloads of the podcast, the radio, as we are on numerous radio stations all over the country right now and growing, by the way, TV, live streaming at HoosierReason.com and all the social media. Do it. Please do go to social media in at Hoosier Reason. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all that jazz. We're live streaming on all those, LinkedIn, Twitter, Twitch. I do have, by the way, the Parler as well, the new quote-unquote conservative option from Twitter, the Parler that many talk about. I do have an account on there as well. I just started it, so I have like 20 followers. So go on there. Let's help boost that up and grow it because Twitter tries to silence us. We just hit 2,500 followers on Twitter, and when I post something, I get like 3 likes. So either it's not interesting or no one's seeing it. Maybe a little bit of both. I don't know. We're talking with Tracy Maxfield, mental health expert, author, and host of the podcast Engage, Educate, Empower that's run by the Hoosier Media Network. You can visit her online at TracyMaxfield.com as she talks about how to save individuals, specifically on the podcast, children and teenagers when it comes to suicide, depression, addiction, the things that we could really work on to help with our children. But I think it expands a lot wider than that, especially with this crazy pandemic and the quote-unquote new norm. Now, Tracy, I guess as a conservative, I don't like change. We like things when they worked well. Why change it? So change and a new norm is going to be very difficult for many individuals, and that's going to be very hard on us, I think.
It's going to be very hard on us. I think right now we don't even have any statistics that are coming in. But I think when this is under control, and by that I mean either, let's say, like viruses, it could suddenly just disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Or we find ways of managing it, or we get a vaccine. Whatever happens, we are going to see so many people, and I'm talking children, young adults, teenagers, older people, that are going to have significant mental health challenges, be it inability to manage stress, depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. It's going to be overwhelming because I think what's happened with this COVID-19 is definitely the media started by hyping it up to extremes. So it got everyone very, very nervous and panicky. Then we were getting inconsistent information. We were also getting lots of fake news. And to this day, many doctors will still say they're trying to pick apart what's fact and what's fiction. And I think this is troubling for the population at large, because when we feel that our normal has been taken away from us and we're presented with something that's very much out of our control and is very scary, it takes a very, very well-adjusted, very calm person to say, okay, I'm going to roll with the punches. I can do this. I mean, certainly, I have my moments where I'm thinking, what is next year going to look like? You know, what is this going to be? No, we cannot, expect people to wear masks indefinitely for the rest of their life. Right. Whatever happens, we have got to develop herd immunity. We do that with the flu. We do that with so many illnesses that are out there. We have to develop herd immunity. Children have to be educated. They need to return to the classrooms. More than anything, I think this is impacting kids and the much older person. Kids, they are learning to develop their own personalities, their own independence. Social connectedness is vitally important during this time, and we have literally taken away their friends.
It is, yeah. Let's hold that thought until we come back. This was a short segment, so when we come back, you mentioned something that I really want to harp on, that herd immunity, because I think that's something that a lot of people don't like. So let's talk about that when we come back, plus those mental issues that may arise because of all this. All that more coming up.
Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. While you listen to the delightful broadcast of The Voice of Reason, don't forget to check us out and follow us on all of our social media sites. Whether you're using Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Minds.com, or Instagram, we're there for you. Find us at Hoosier Reason on any of your social media platforms. You'll see special commentary, links to the articles and news that we use on the show, and videos of the broadcast. Plus, you can directly send us a message on social media during the show to let me know your thoughts. Many already do, and it's a great chat room for all of our great listeners. And you can always sign up for the Patreon site to get exclusive content, maybe hear show products before we air them on the radio, and a lot more. And when you support us on Patreon, you also help the show be able to fight for conservative values each and every day.
So it's a win-win.
Just find us at Hoosier Reason on all of your social media platforms, or you can find a link to all of our social media sites on our website at HoosierReason.com. We know you're on social media already, so bring some reason into your day. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do.
When Reason Meets Radio. You're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Yes, it is. Welcome into The Voice of Reason. Great to have you today on a Monday. So I've been tracking some of the downloads of the show on podcasts, and we're going all over the country. We are almost in all 50 states when it comes to downloads of the podcast. That's awesome. I don't know where people are finding it, if it's just kind of popping up, and the fact that we're spreading our social media, growing with the following all over on different social media. Whatever it is, thank you. We appreciate that very much. We're also on radio all over the place, TV on HoosierReason.com. And by the way, watching the video, if you're watching the Facebook Live, by the way, or the YouTube or whatever you're watching for video, I don't know yet if it's turning into a tan or if it's going to burn, but my forehead is extremely red. Why? Because I am a glow-in-the-dark white guy that was in the sun all 4th of July weekend. I don't know what's going to turn into. I'm hoping. I used to tan really, really good. I used to get the burn at the very beginning of the summer, and then I would just get nice and dark, but maybe I haven't been out and about that much. I don't really know. Also, by the way, if you've been watching the Facebook Live or the YouTube Live feed, the video feed online, and you saw some of the promos running, one of the promos that did run was the different podcasts from the Hoosier Media Network that we produce, and one of them was the show that we have the guest on with right now, Tracy Maxfield, Engage, Educate, Empower, talking about a lot of mental health issues and a lot of suicide prevention and depression and addiction, some really, really important stuff. And obviously, as you can tell, a great guest and a great person, and it's really important to talk about these things because you mentioned something, and I think it triggered a lot of individuals on the other side of the aisle. So I was on social media over the weekend, and as the city actually here in Wichita was voting on an ordinance to mandate the mask wearing, I got into a debate with someone online as I was saying, why should we mandate this? It should be up to the individual to choose whether they want to wear it or not. And I had made the comment of, with a less than 1% death rate that we've seen, at least here in the county that we live in, to me, it's not something that I'm that fearful of yet. And if you're that fearful to where you want to force everybody to wear a mask, then do you want to wear a mask anytime that there's a flu outbreak for the fall and spring, anytime that there's an allergy outbreak because you don't want the sniffles because that could carry on? I mean, are you going that crazy? And someone actually said, yes, I would love to wear a mask year round all the time because I don't want to spread the flu. Which, if that's their prerogative, that's fine. But as far as I'm aware, in the whole evolution process that we've had as a human society, in order to survive in a biological world, we've needed to build immunities to certain viruses and bacteria and things floating around the air, or else we die off because we don't have the antibodies to fight those. Is that correct? You being a retired nurse?
Well, yes. I mean, it comes down to herd immunity. And I think this is one of the concerns that I have, whilst I understand because of this uniqueness with this COVID-19, is that we eventually have to try and get back to a different normal, but we have to, you know, schools have to get back, universities, work, gatherings, weddings. We have to, because if we continue to self-isolate and we're not around people, then we're not going to develop our own immunity and not be strong enough. And so will we then be able to handle the common cold, the flu, the next wave of something that could come through? And this is something that, you know, I think there's so many people are discussing this. Herd immunity is essential globally, right? There are two ways we can get herd immunity. We can get a vaccine, hence why we have the flu shot, and this is why they're really wanting the COVID-19. The other way is if you have already developed the virus or the bacteria, whatever infection you had, then you have antibodies which will help you defend yourself against another infection.
Sure.
Right? They proved that, I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, we had the Zika virus,
yeah.
Right? And there was an outbreak in Brazil. But 2 years after the outbreak began, that when they did testing, they found that 63% of the population had had exposure to the virus and they had developed herd immunity. Now, the Zika virus, whilst it's not completely disappeared, it certainly is not making headlines anymore. You know, it's very, very low. And so here in BC, in Canada, I think because we are now into the stage 3 and soon to go into stage 4, I think their ultimate aim is, if you have active symptoms, we ask you to stay indoors. Otherwise, please go out. Try and maintain social distancing, but we're trying to create that herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kids especially, I mean, what's awesome about herd immunity is that it helps the community. Ultimately, what it does is herd immunity enables us to protect the more vulnerable people, right?
Sure.
Like babies or those with immune systems that are compromised who can't develop resistance on their own. And so what herd immunity is that the group as a whole of all the people has now created this kind of layer of protection. And that's why the infection rate drop and eventually the disease peters out. I mean, that's why we don't have flu 365 days a year. And so, you know, this is what we're hoping with COVID, because the reality is COVID is just one. You know, there's going to be something else down the road. There's going to be something else in another 5 years, another 10 years. And so we really, for our own emotional and mental health and well-being, and for the economy, and that's all linked.
Yeah.
You know, people need to work. Kids need to go to school. We need to socialize. You can't take that away. Unfortunately, as you know, because of the mandated isolation that, you know, for example, New York, you're right, everyone had to go into quarantine, and the same thing happened in the UK. Yes, we did see an increase in some suicides. We also saw an increase in domestic violence and in child abuse. And so that's not good either. You know, because at the end of the day, if and when we come out of this, and I say when, because we will, we have to, the world has to continue. We're going to be spending millions and millions and millions of dollars to help all these people that are now emerging back into the world that have undergone tremendous violence, stress, abuse, and, you know, how as a society are we going to come together to help those people manage that? I think the mental health issues, that we're going to be faced with when this is over is probably going to be worse than the actual COVID.
Sure. Well, you're absolutely right. And that's what was the concern when we shut down the economy is the protectiveness or the response to the virus going to be worse than what the virus was itself. And that's why we said we were concerned about the increase in assault cases, which we have seen all over the country. We've seen increase in assault cases, increase in depression, increase in suicidal attempts from individuals because people are now I like to look at the positive side and say, well, you know what? That gives us time to go home and actually spend time with the family, have dinner as a family that we didn't normally get to do. But at the same time, when there's financial strains, and you're not working because your company shut down, you're not allowed to go to work, then that family dinner seems to be a little tense at times.
Well, and I think this is it. I think there's been a wonderful opportunity to find themselves, to decide the work that they were doing was not, you know, fulfilling, and they're going to pursue something else. Families are getting connection with their kids. But that's not the vast majority. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how, if mum and dad are not working and you're struggling to pay the bills, how are mum and dad expected, if they're in enforced isolation, to try and keep the family unit together when they have their own stresses of we may never work again, we may lose our house, how are we going to find food?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that, I mean, certainly there has been a lot of programs that have been developed online and counseling supports to help people guide their way through that. But, you know, there's also many people that have made a decision not to pursue social media and internet during this time because they find it too troubling and it makes them more stressed. And I think... We, because of the misinformation that came out at the very beginning about COVID, we have a preconceived idea of what this is all about, which has led to so many conspiracy theories. And I think the bottom line is everyone is very scared. It's unsettled. It knocked us all off our little safe pedestals. And we're struggling to figure it out. And I think in order for us to deal with this and get through whatever else the world throws at us, because we know, right, we're always going to be thrown curveballs. We have to be emotionally sound,
right,
to be able to also need to know that we have a home, that we have food on the tables, that we are safe and protected. And this COVID took everything away from us.
It took all of it away.
Yeah. It took all of it away. And I think it was because we were not all receiving the same consistent messages and reassurances. There was so much division, not only between states, but also between people and groups. And then politics came into play that all of a sudden, you know, it just got people completely so wrapped up in fear, and fear we know brings up.
Yeah, no, that's very true. Tracy, we got to take one more. We got to take one more break. Can you stick over one more segment with us?
You betcha.
Perfect, perfect. And I love it. You're absolutely right. You're spot on when it comes to the lack of information, which is why I don't believe a lot of people trust it nor think it's bad as it could potentially be, especially if it's mutating and doing a secondary or third outbreak, whatever it may be at this point. Who really knows? We got to take one more break. Wrapping up a Monday here. Tracy Maxfield, TracyMaxfield.com. Lots more coming up here on The Voice of Reason. Stay tuned.
The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. While you listen to the delightful broadcast of The Voice of Reason, don't forget to check us out and follow us on all of our social media sites. Whether you're using Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Minds.com, or Instagram, we're there for you. Find us at Hoosier Reason on any of your social media platforms. You'll see special commentary, links to the articles and news that we use on the show, and videos of the broadcast. Plus, you can directly send us a message on social media during the show to let me know your thoughts. Many already do, and it's a great chat room for all of our great listeners. And you can always sign up for the Patreon site to get exclusive content, maybe hear show products before we air them on the radio, and a lot more. And when you support us on Patreon, you also help the show be able to fight for conservative values each and every day.
So it's a win-win.
Just find us at Hoosier Reason on all of your social media platforms, or you can find a link to all of our social media sites on our website at HoosierReason.com. We know you're on social media already, so bring some reason into your day. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do. Miss part of the show? Don't worry about it. There's plenty of ways to catch the program, and here's how you can do it. First, make sure to tune in every day right here on your favorite radio station.
We're here for you.
Second, subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite sites. YouTube and iTunes, Spotify and Google Play, TuneIn, Podbean, and more. Have the show automatically downloaded to your favorite device. Last, visit our website at HoosierReason.com. You can listen to the podcast, catch our special features, and more. It's the Voice of Reason on radio, TV, and online. Line, helping you defend and preserve this great republic. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier. Want to reach out to the show? A big part of the program is you, and we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts of the show, maybe a guest we've had on the program, or my favorite, when you disagree with something that I talk about. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or send us a message through our website at HoosierReason.com. The show's not about me, it's about you. So be heard and be your own voice of reason. Again, email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com or find our contact information at HoosierReason.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Reason with Andy Hoosier.
So we are still getting comments that we have the best bump music on radio. I'd like to concur. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Welcome back in. Wrapping up a Monday. It goes by way too fast. Way too fast. Especially when we have great guests like Tracy Maxfield. You can find her podcast, Engage, Educate, Empower, all over any podcasting site that you enjoy. iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, all that good jazz, plus on Podbean as well. You can also find her pages on Facebook, Tracy Maxfield, also on YouTube at Tracy Maxfield, also on Twitter, all that good jazz. And Tracy, there was, since you talk especially about the children and trying to help them with a lot of the mental health issues, there was a message that came through. It's important that parents are open and honest with their children regarding this virus. Our children have done very well with this so far. I mean, being taken out of school. Kansas was the very first state in the entire nation that canceled its schools for the rest of the school year, which was a big shock. And then a lot of them had the delayed spring breaks, and many of them didn't get to graduate. Talk about the psychological effects that this is having on children, seeing people walk around with masks, not being able to get together with friends anymore, not going back to school, and the age groups, and how hard this could be on the children, and what we can do to try and ease this comfort and make them realize this maybe is a new norm for them.
Well, I think the first thing is when you said that one of your listeners said to have very open and honest conversations. Yes, I believe we do need to be honest with kids, but I think we need to be very careful the information we share. You know what? Because what you share with the teenager is going to be very different what you're going to share with your four-year-old. Children are extremely resilient. And so I think that, yes, you need to explain to them that, you know, there is this virus, this illness that is going around, and that it can make some people very, very ill, especially the older person. So like grandma, grandpa, you don't want to put the fear of God into them. But I think that may explain the need for why that, you know, we are wearing a mask right now, because if you sneeze or cough on them, sometimes the spray can get on them and it may make them sick, and we don't want that. And kids are very responsible. They always want to help people. They don't want to hurt or harm someone else. So I think that they can understand the hand washing and the mask wearing a little bit better, actually, than many adults.
Well, it's a good life lesson right now, isn't it? It's good teaching. Yes. You know, you wash your hands when you get dirty, you sneeze into your elbow, you don't cough on people. I mean, this is common sense stuff that we should have been teaching already, so maybe it's a reminder.
Absolutely. And I think it just promotes good health. And it's also discussing strategies of how they can connect with their friends and still talk to them and play games. It may have to be more online or sitting on the driveway with six, you know, that's 2 meters, 6 feet distancing. But I think the challenge is, as you know, we need, kids cannot continue to learn indefinitely on the computer via remote classrooms. They need to get back and play with their friends to connect. And resistance and resilience, right? I mean, certainly there's been a few cases where some children have come down with it, but really it's usually the much older people that... In Canada, kids are out playing now in playgrounds. In volleyball, they're connecting, they're skateboarding, they're with their friends, they're bike riding. We have to start doing that. And I think what we need also to explain to them is that if you have a runny nose, if you have a sore throat, mucky eyes, you don't feel well, then tell us so we can make sure that you stay safe and you don't make anyone else sick. And I think that's how we have to start taking responsibility and being accountable for our own health and how we are feeling.
Wow, personal responsibility. What a concept in today's times and things that some just don't like to hear.
I know, but that's fact, right? If we want to get through this, we all have to work together, absolutely, and support each other. But it starts with ourselves.
Yeah.
It's our responsibility. If you have been told you have COVID and you are feeling sick and you decide you're walking into the shopping mall, yeah, and you're going to cough everywhere, then really, you deserve to be taken to task.
Well, exactly.
Because you are deliberately now causing harm to another human being, which could mean life or death.
Right, exactly.
Depending on the age and the health status of that person.
It's the education and it's that personal responsibility. Yeah, we're out of time, Tracy. It goes by way too fast, but it's always great. We got to get you on because you talk about so many great things. Make sure to check out the podcast, Engage, Educate, Empower. Tracy Maxwell, also the book, Escaping the Rabbit Hole. It's on our website at tracymaxwell.com. I appreciate it so much. Until then, everybody have a great Monday. This is The Voice of Reason. Back at it tomorrow with so many great new guests. Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with The Voice of Reason. Fighting for conservative principles seems more difficult all the time. The progressive left seems to find new and creative ways to limit freedom, abuse power, and trample the Constitution each and every day. That's why we need the knowledge, resources, and common sense to push back. And we can help with that. Visit our website at HoosierReason.com. There's some really great stuff for you. You can read the latest blog discussing topical issues and current events. Let us know your thoughts by filling out our monthly survey. Keep track of what I might be doing or where I may be speaking. Listen to the podcast of your favorite guest or show. And check out our latest Voice of Reason product infomercials. Plus, you can find upcoming show schedules and guest lineups to plan your radio listening appropriately. And finally, make sure to become a Hoosierholic by subscribing to the free newsletter. Stay up to date on the latest news of the show, fun facts of the month, and learn new ways to defend and preserve this great republic. It's all there at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check it out. Why? Because it's kind of the reasonable thing to do.